and tell her she was pissing herself. She said,
Yeah.
I've done this.
But she's laughing all the more then, wasn't she?
Do you wanna go look Kate's house?
Put
And Martin's. Say, Martin, can I borrow the question on it, please?
I said, will you go over to Penny's this afternoon, ring the doorbell and say, just get hand in the crash helmet and say, well, this is first, we're coming after her.
They bite.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on,
No, you
play.
should have heard her. It was terrible. I thought, oh my God. He's gonna be able to cut the atmosphere like a knife in there today.
Nice.
I just hope she's civil enough because it's his birthday.
Bobby's first.
Yeah, I spelt it wrong. I said, well, at least I can put another N on it.
I spelt it right.
What?
Two N's on Glen.
Yeah, everybody else, she said a lot of people put one N. That's probably what I seen that.
That's what you said to me yesterday. You said you've seen other
Yeah.
cards with one N, and I thought, I didn't know
So,
if got two
I
N's.
said to her, so I'll put another N. No, you don't have to bother. So, while she was upstairs, I got a pen. I know it was a black one, and I wrote in blue.
Another N on
Put
it.
another N. I said, read the bloody words then. She goes, oh, she said, I never read the words. She said, I looked at the pictures. I said, no, you've got to read the words. And she read them all, and that
Yeah,
lovely.
you've got to read the words.
I said, you've got to read the words. I said, always read the words. I said, it's just extra if you've got a nice card to go with it.
Well, for gookie of you, but that client, it was dreadful
Well,
this
me and I went on the fruit machine upstairs last night.
Yeah.
So put some money in, £2 each, cool out. I said, I'm putting one more pound and getting another slate. Been losing all my money in here. Anyway, got off. So she put another couple of quid in, she never wanted. She said, you're gonna go another pound stall, right, if it keeps you up and chucks you up. £6, well, winning after win after win, won it. No fucking tokens. £20 we got out of it. So I said, that's it, we'll get off now, £10 each. All right, she said. I said, tell you what, so see, we've got loaded tokens. We had two jackpots. I said, you put one lot of checks in here, and I'll put a lot of checks in the other. All right, so you put tokens through, nothing. I put tokens through the other machine, £3. I thought, oh, that's not bad. £4 eight in tokens, £3 cash. I'd do. It's £1 each and £1 dinner time. So I said, here, I said, got this. She said, well, I have to go into cash now. I said, I suppose I have to owe you another £1 here, or chopped hours. Anyway, jackpot's breaking. So you know, and then it all after, done it. So anyway, it held. Jumped, jump out the tokens. Well, they were straight in the pocket. No, she was still playing. Jackpot straight in. Chunkity chunk, chunkity chunk. Didn't hold. She said, you fucking bastard, like that. Start laughing. Anyway, she wins a couple more quid because we're playing together now. And all of a sudden, she had nudged. She nudged down two bars with jackpot safe in the middle. One. Nudged the tag. It's going doot, 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 doot. And no checks was coming out. It was doot, doot, doot.
Was that
empty? So we went straight downstairs.
Said, I put all my money in there. I said, well, that's your fucking problem, I know.
Monkeys I'm getting from some.
So well,
there's
cost
one
up
lad
that,
up
that
there,
was
from
it.
Blondair. And every time I go up there to go on the fruit meeting, oh, here she is then. He's going to take all the fucking money out of the machine again now. Not me.
Is that Thomas?
He's quite good looking. He's a bit tubby. He's got short blonde hair.
Thomas.
I don't know what his name is.
It's not his name, but we call him Thomas because he's chubby.
Yeah.
Thomas. Because of Thomas
he's
the Tank Engine.
He's a nice looking lad.
Yeah. That's Brenda's son, that
is. Is it?
Yeah. That's Dotty.
Potty Dotty?
Yeah,
she's fine. She gets a bit of problems with her arthritis.
No.
Especially with the other 170 grams we were doing, because they were bigger bags and they were heavier. She was getting real problems.
She should come up on fucking slips and was like,
yeah, pain
sauna
shooting
up there last night. I said, what's this then, Anne? Freebie sauna? I said, you better make the blowers go faster on your ass. Handle off the fucking chair.
Was she going to sit down and went there?
He's still sat on the chair. Would she want to stand up a little bit? Of course, we've got bins underneath. So she put her feet on the bins.
Oh,
and stand up.
Yeah.
Fucking bin went like that. I don't know what you're going to do. He said, I'm not doing a Tara. This Tara ended up on the fucking floor, didn't she? Sat there with her arms folded like that.
What did Anne do?
Pissing herself, Tara. This one last night, this was a couple of weeks ago. Of course, they had to stop the machine because everybody was laughing. See a Tara on the floor? So Anne didn't even know she'd fallen off the chair. Shout, where's that fucking torch? Open a fucking blow again. And they're all laughing and tears going down her face. And she said, what are you fucking bastards laughing at? It was going. So Anne went, and there's Tara there with tears going down her face. What are you doing on that fucking floor? Tara was trying to tell her she fell off the chair. Well, that was it.
No wonder you like working with Anne.
Do you know what I reckon she should do? Take that tape machine in with Anne.
Yeah.
And do it without Anne knowing.
Yeah, without her knowing. Take it in one night, one day next week.
What are you
next week?
Two to ten. Every time you go talking to Anne, what's
one
machine
day
on?
Then?
One day. Monday, Mother. It's got M in front.
Yeah, Monday.
1 till 10.
1 till 10. I sat down
because I've been made up and I'm on the hoppers now. I'm going to see if they automatically fill.
Good. So what about our Ducky then?
Well, he's coming in with me after 12.
Oh, sweetheart. Yeah, coming out of his little curry over there, really. Curry and chips.
Whatever. Opening Dave told Anne, and he thought Anne told everybody else that we had been at 1 o'clock. She didn't know any different. And I said to Dave, yeah, I said, what's this then? How come Scotland's coming at 1 o'clock? How come I ain't off Dover's hours overtime? Oh, I was meant to tell you, he said, but I've been so busy. I said, man, don't fuck all night, but I'll go down a canteen.
Language.
He said, can you come in at 1 o'clock? I said, well, no, not now. It's too late. Oh, please, I saw it.
No, that's nice, Dave, isn't it? Dave the
Rave. That was when I said
that's
to him.
That's what he said on last night. He says, what were you doing? Jeans! I said, ooh. Yeah, they're now in fashion, Dave. Have you seen them? They're very common.
Oh.
And the top said, you won't get yourself a pair.
Oh, what did he say?
So what are you trying to say? I said, well, I don't know much on yours. Not really. They blue things. They're not very nice, are they? We don't like that. No.
I'm not her jeans.
We said, no, you're not in charge of us. Shut your mouth.
What did he say?
All right.
You're
right. Stuff upstairs. And he come back down about an hour and a half later. We were broke down, weren't we? He said, typical. What have you two been doing? Flipping, breaking the machine already. We've done it in 10 minutes. So we never touched it. Anyway, we had Tony the fitter and Dave there, see, trying to fix it. They couldn't fix it because the code were gone. Anyway, he said, Tony says, nothing to do with me now, you have to get a spark. Anyway, the spark comes and the spark didn't like Dave.
Oh.
So anyway, me and Anne are looking over where the spark's fiddling about and he's making faces at Dave, see, behind his back. Of course, me and Anne laughing, Dave went around and caught it. He could look at me and Anne because we were laughing. Looking rat. So anyway, when it come to, was it a fucking screw loose?
A screw loose.
Tony twiddled all the knobs, all the bolts, the decoder back and forth.
Screw loose.
So the sport looked up Tony and said, you sure you're a fucking fitter? And he said, well, I ain't gonna run now. He played with all the knobs.
He keeps on saying that to Steve. If he can't figure out something, me and Marie look up and say, get a fitter! We need the fitter desperately.
Of course, Dave was there trying to do the fiddle with all the buttons and all the knobs, see? And I looked up to Dave. I said, yeah, Dave. He said, what? He said, is that right? You were a security guard before you were made up to reception, aren't you? Yeah, I said, well, I'm glad you weren't fucking fit then. Oh, well, that was it. I was screaming, wasn't she? Tears rolling down the face.
Oh, my God, you
it's when I said to Dave, I said, oh, I said, you've got something with you next week, don't you, Dave? He said, yeah. I said, I feel sorry for you. And he just started laughing.
I get some shit every day.
Got to wear a
either my hair out, my hat, or I've got my jeans on. The first words I says to him is, so why you shaved your moustache off, Dave? Because your hair was out your hat, or what? The best crack, though, is when he come, we double back, short Friday, you know, designer stubble around here, where he ain't shaved. Dave always shaves, he must have got up late, look. So he started whinging at me, and I could get our jeans on. I said, here, Dave, I said, what? I said, if you can dance personal, I'm going to give you something to cover that design. So I said, because you knew company was not to have a show earlier. I'm fucking up, you wait a minute. So what's the matter with you, Dave? You upset or what? Whereas now he shaved his moustache off, he sings to him on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my moustache.
Well, they have that on their wrists, Abbott. I'm too sexy.
But to tape it.
No.
No, it's really funny.
Rosie O'Neill.
Yeah, I've got to watch Rosie O'Neill.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that today or something.
Yeah, we was taking a piss. Well, because of Rottweiler, I'm too sexy for my driving instructor, isn't that?
Oh, Rottweiler, that's true.
She's coming this morning, yeah. Both of them. Her and her sister, of course, Andy been writing rude comments in the book. Well, not rude, but really digging at her comments in the book. It said on there, as we're doing 12 hours, perhaps I'll come in tonight and the machine won't actually be running. Think, die, shock. And then the next day he said, thank thy shock, it was running for at least 10 minutes. She got right, he went to see Nigel and Steve Kemp had to give him a bollocking. Well, you know, Steve Kemp's like stupid, isn't he?
Yeah.
He said, nah, Andy, I've got to give you a bollocking. He said, because of this and that. And Andy said, well, I'm waiting. So I ain't waiting all fucking day. So someone's got to work late. Steve Kemp said, just get out of the office. Just get out of the office. Anyway, the next day he wrote on there, if machine is not clean when I come in, then I should not run, as I did not run this morning for 4 hours, as I might as well have come in on Saturday morning cleaning myself. So she went in and
did she say good morning to you?
No, she went to come up to us all. Because this is Rottweiler's sister, she don't like Andy, no, so she won't come out.
Oh.
And then Rottweiler came in this morning, now she never does any overtime, not any. Not a Saturday morning, not a Sunday. Because her little sister was in. She was coming to help her clean the machine.
Oh,
so that was it. She was walking down. I shouted, Rana, you ugly old troll. Well, that was it. Andy said, what have you got? I said, Rana, ugly old troll. He said, well, that's better than Rottweiler, isn't it? I said, well, yeah. I said, look, the terrible Rottweilers are coming through the door. I said, who do you want about? I said, look, come in, look. Terrible Rottweiler twins. Well,
is that Anne like that hit him with the rest of them?
Yeah.
Is she?
Where do they live?
Arkcliffe.
Arkcliffe.
Sounds like funny.
I don't know who puts up with her. Well, she's had that car now, what? 4 weeks?
Yeah, got
4 weeks. Well, she's already put all in the exhaust and a dent in the front. She went home and he said, lift that car, my nut. Rev. He said, you're fucking done, aren't you? You've fucking done it. She said, what? He said, you put a fucking hole in the exhaust. She said, you've only had it 2 minutes. I never, sure for. She was driving around for 5 months, no tax, man. I said, Dan, when are you going to get some tax? I said, you do realise you get stopped, you've got to get all that backdated, don't you? And you're going to lose 55 quid. It's not in my name.
There's a woman on them. Family Fortunes was on last night, and one of the sisters. She said she started for this company, didn't she? Was she with them, what?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, and she smashed the banner completely. And then 3 weeks later, she married the boss. He proposed to her and they got married. She just smashed the front of his banner.
Yeah, so anyway, I said, well, that's not very nice. So we were talking this morning about her, well, I had to tell Andy, didn't I? She drove to work 3 days on top of no bleeding lights. One was on 6-2.
She
oh, Mum, I told you about, you know the dual carriageway, don't you, where the garden centre
is? Yeah, I know where
she's
that.
Coming back long to come towards Kingsham. She comes all the way along the dual carriageway, and this car in front of her is on her head, to overtake. So he's there and he's flashing his lights, getting his indicators going, that bastard. So, and always doing that, so he's gone, so fucking slow out to overtake, see? But he was already flashing his lights, putting his indicators on. Anyway, she comes along to the dark bit and she said, oh, Nick! She said, you must have a power cut along here, I can't see nothing. So Nick's reading the sun, see? So he's put his head over and he went, yeah, it's a bit dark. You got no fucking lights on, you stupid cow, he said. Put some lights on. Oh, she said, puts the lights on. So she said, but it's still dark. So I still can't see nothing. Over the paper. He said, you stupid cow, put the side lights on. Puts the lights on. Next morning, off they go. She picks me up to the shop. She goes, turns all the lights up to ignition. Leaves the radio on for Nick. Gets in the car, starts the car up. Off she trundles, coming along. She said, I can't understand it, Nick. She said, everybody keeps flashing their lights at me. She said, perhaps he fancies me, like, that's the same people every morning. So he still didn't take the notice. He went, you stupid cow, got no fucking lights on again, have you? He said, is that a switch there? Lights on. And I thought, same day, next day, she did the same thing. Pulled in the shop, out of the shop, no lights.
And she said, they was all saying it was that silly woman with no lights.
Again. So we were talking about it, of course, me and Andy was pissing ourselves. Well, poor old Nell, even if our chair was laughing so much, he was telling us to shut up. So we was talking about things like this. So she said, oh, about selling her car, how she sold it, how much money she made on it. Andy said, oh, he said, just a bit mean, mate. She said, well, no, not really. So anyway, she started talking about hers. Nick said, talk about Stirling Moss. He said, you sounded fucking deaf for it when you sat next to Shays. What's the matter now? He said, well, tonight, typical. He said, we've had bollards put up by our flats now, so you can't get there. It's far access only. I said, oh, yeah. He said, so you got park on the roof?
Sorry about this.
So I said, oh, that's nice. He said, yeah. He said, and there was a tractor on the opposite side of the road, a lot of traffic coming up and down. He said, that's Dozy Cowan decided she was going to try and bucket Paul out with a great big juggernaut coming down. I said, did she put her on pulling out then, Nick? He said, if she would have, I didn't pull a fucking handbrake up.
Oh my God.
I said, Andy, what is the matter? Well, I was tired, wasn't I?
She stay in bed all day today?
No, she got a fucking big go.
She?
Yeah.
Afternoon?
This morning.
Well, she got the breakfast session over the top rank.
Oh my goodness.
She had a bit of trouble. Talk about I with the bingo. She's bad.
She's worse.
She's worse than you for the bingo.
Sure, Friday she goes straight after work. Mm-hmm. But we're on 2 till 6. Ah, it's your man to come pick her up, drop off the bingo.
God.
It's terrible.
She'll leave a car parked outside the bingo though. She can't definitely leave the old man Sierra parked out. I told you about it when she went over in the car when it started, didn't I? The fucking lights flashing and the alarm going off. She walked off and made out with her car. This bloke comes on and said, I've read a report that she's so I'm just going over myself.
Oh, wow.
She said that the art telling me it was mine.
Oh, she's funny.
Fucking back window going up and down, wasn't it?
Oh, I got to go bingo with she one night. Well, I played many bloody numbers.
I did last night. Well, Nick looked like smoking, like she don't smoke. Oh. So she puts the window down, see? She got electric windows with the panels there. So she had all of the steering wheel one hand, she's smoking with the other, but the window down. And Nick wanted to put his window down, but he pressed her button and pressed the window up. He got a fucking bag stuck in the window. Comes in, another hour. Oh, why? Well, I got a bit of a stomach ache and I won't talk to her, as, you know, it's woman problems. All right, he said, well, he knew what it was. He said, you go up and lay in your bedroom, he said, and I'll send her up when she comes in. All right, the little one goes to bed. Now, the little one's heard Mummy pull up on the drive and has come down over the stairs. Well, before the little one could say anything, he got it out. She might come on her period, you better go and sort her out. She said, what? Well, she might come on her period, you better go and fucking sort her out, she's your daughter. She said, there's no need to look it up and say it like that. She said, you could have kept this shut and let her tell her myself. Oh. Well, I said, your fucking daughter, you sort her out.
Can't imagine their house must be in a
house. It was the thing with our mum that when it happened to her, they got her lived in new clothes and she was trying them on. And Grandad said, Peg, get in here now. Boy, what's the matter? Take your daughter upstairs. He knew what he said. They always say, take
your daughter.
Our daughter.
No, if her kids don't have any problems with it, they go and go see the old man. This is. They tell us about all the problems. She said, but I don't know why, because they don't tell the old man as soon as they told me.
Oh, confides in, everybody confides in their mother, though, don't they?
Yeah, they're trying to chuck the kids off for next year, so they can go, hold on, hold on.
No,
she's got two kids.
No. Really? Did they go to Australia? No, not that. No. They've always lived.
Why can't they go
abroad?
Because their kids, both their ears, like, both deaf.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, next year, I mean, you've got the tunnel open, there's a ferry.
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why can't they go to France?
Yeah, it's all according to how much pressure there is underneath the tunnel.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's on a ferry anyway, I mean.
I'll tell you what, my Aunt Donna's ears, when we only came out of the Severn,
the little
bleeding ears.
The boy, well, it's a bigger one, like, he went to Orton Towers, and at any void over a certain height, he couldn't go on.
No.
He couldn't go on a corkscrew, he couldn't go up on a ship, he couldn't guard down anything. It was a waste of time in going, but he nagged so much, he had to let him go.
I think she should take him to Euro Disney, because I mean, there might be a lot right out of high up, but there is still a lot to do.
Oh.
And there's a lot to see.
Who wants my papers?
I mean, them kids would be over the moon if they went there. Them kids would be over the moon if they went there, Euro Disney.
Yeah, so I didn't have any more kids up. First of all,
it's
your boy.
Man's daughter, where he is.
Oh,
can I go? No, it's my facts and my papers. I've been waiting for facts since 10 o'clock this morning.
I'll go round and see him.
3 hours here. Will you grab the money off him and go to the shop yourself? I bet Margaret wonders where
her neighbour
is.
Get some exercise with your legs then, son.
Yeah, I'll go use your bike.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Get some exercise with your legs. It takes your bleeding ages to start up, so you definitely got to have exercise with your legs. It'll start up first of all, and then all of a sudden it'll die.
No.
It always does. It starts up the first.
Joe heard you go over this morning. I said to Joe, he said yes. He said, I heard you would go. I said, funny enough, she was in bed. He said, no, he said she's gone over. Got her under on that bike. I said, you never
heard.
I said, it was you heard.
Hey. Alice.
Well, I thought it was bloody Jack Campbell.
Where's me fiver, Dilly?
What?
He's got me fiver.
Oh, this is mine.
I made a collection for the bingo.
Did you?
Yeah. I said, would you two give in to the collection? And
good fifth page.
Lorraine looked, you know. And he said, how much are you short? I said, well, I've got nothing out of it at the moment.
Yeah.
So he said, we'll have to stay in then, won't you?
Well, you'll make it faster.
He took his money out of his pocket and he said, I said, I've four bits and I'll manage them out. Anyway, he came out here and he said, where's the fiver? I said, here he is. He said, me. He said, I'll help you. He said, sort the girls out when they get out. Turn around the collection.
I'll buy him a pocket bags for taking us over to Penny's.
Good girl. But don't get on board till tomorrow.
Why?
You got the bag today, I bought them. Well, you should have got them.
Get them for you tomorrow, right, Doug?
That'll save me £2 out my purse in the morning, then.
Mate, I broke in the garage, tried dealing me out of beating fiber again last night. It's just getting fucking regular, is it?
So, you're taxing me?
Yeah.
I'll put it.
Yeah, I said, it's getting regular now. I said, you sure you can? Well, I don't know, I've got seen now this week. He said, it's too much. He said, I've got to do so many hours, it's got people upset. I said, well, bigger for you. I said, my mate works at the Shell and I get better service up there.
Yeah, Which one did you see? The one with the glasses?
Yeah.
The one that's always up. He was miserable the other night. He must be doing so many hours.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Yeah,
he's always happy. Nice. He always says hello.
Paul. Hello, my love.
I'm Paul.
How are you doing, my love? Are you going to... Where are you going tonight, my love? Are you going out on the razzle dazzle? I said, I already fucking think so. I'm going to work. Well, you're not going out on the razzle dazzle. I said, I could be. So what do you mean? I said, well, a lot of them are leaving today. The old super temps. I said, so, we're going out on the piss. He said, what, 6 o'clock? So what time are you going to start? 10? I said, no, I've got to start at... He said, 5 o'clock? So no, I've got to start at 6. He said, well, you didn't give you long to go out on the razzle. I said, who said we're going out? He started laughing. He says, hello, my love, all right, you know,
he's always happy that way.
Yeah. Well, he's always put King George, look, when I was gone over to Royals, he says, don't tell me, you want 40 Royals, don't you? I said, no, they got 50. He says, oh, you got it right today.
He's always happy. He's the best one they've got.
He is a nice man.
Because he's so happy, I mean, he greets you.
Do you want to hear about Anne's old man? Talk about fags. Dougie bought me a pack of fags last week, told you, didn't I? There was... butter mild, and I don't smoke them now because it's not worth smoking them because it's like smoking,
nothing.
So I went to Anne, I said, you can be in Nadine's. I said, be right for your coffin in the morning. I could date the old man. She said, no problems. She gives them to the old man. He said, what the fuck's there? She said, well, that's pretty, shut your mouth. And Fang smoked it, put it out, got his tobacco tin, brought his smoke, lit it up. He said, what are you doing that for? He said, well, I said, that's where it's a silk cut. He said, at least I can get a drag now. He said, you meant to be cutting down.
He didn't like.
Well, he smoked 6 months of the year roll up, 6 months of the year fag, because he gets the coughs and splutters, look.
Oh, wow.
I think I've got Dot onto Royals.
But he ain't got time in work, see?
Is he a young man as well?
Yeah.
I think I've got Dot onto Royals.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she smokes Lambert and Butlers. And I said, she had one fag left. She said, I've got to keep that for Norm. She said, for when I get in the car, her husband. And I said, well, I have one of my fags then. She goes, oh, yeah, let's have a try with one. She said, you are. She goes, oh, they're nice ones. She said, they're better than Lander and Butler.
So I get 25 in a packet?
Yeah.
Well, that's better, isn't it? For the extra cut.
I did Lilo one of mine this morning. She gave it back to me, my mum. She ain't smoking that.
She smokes these red things, don't she? Right.
I think we do.
You made her cup of tea, didn't you, this morning? Yeah, I heard you. I thought, well, she's happy just come in.
I was. I was wide awake.
I opened the eyes like that and I thought, nah. I opened them again and I thought, whatever sat dancing around the bedroom? And it was Clay. He was dancing through the area, dancing back. Bella. Bad, or was he pissed off? I can't bother. He said, I would have asked you if I didn't. He's trying to find his trousers, Dave, to put them away. So he had to wear his tidy. He didn't like doing that because he gets smacked up in the locker.
What time did she come down this morning, then, Beth?
Me?
Yeah.
Not very early. Quarter to nine, 20 to 9.
Is that what, Anna?
Yes.
Did Lorraine come out or stay in there?
No, she stayed in there and I thought, what?
She's probably embarrassed as you are.
Yeah.
And she's probably embarrassed as you are.
I'm alright with her and he's talking to her, but I feel stupid.
Because I went in there this morning and I thought I better play it was out on the piss last night. I left his car down the car park, see?
If they do it again, you should
just... I looked in and I thought...
Maybe have a cup of tea.
I wonder if that's Clayton in there or not. I thought, well, I'm walking anyway. So I walked in and she went, oh, morning, love. And I went, just what, a cup of tea? Oh, yeah, she said. I said, tea or coffee? Tea or two. So I put some kettle on. I thought, we'd better make a cup of coffee. That'd be fucking wrong. So I went and I said, just what, smoke? Yeah. Give her a smoke. What's this? I said, well, oh, I don't want that. She said, smoke me a cigarette then. Do yourself. She was smoking away. I was making her a cup of tea, took it in, put it on the stool. I said, I'm going to bed now. Do you want to leave the kitchen light on? Nah, I'll let her off.
Carry on.
Well, if she wants to go up to go to the toilet or anything, like, you can't see her in there.
You should just say to her, come
in for a cup of tea.
Come in for a cup of tea.
She feels too embarrassed.
She probably feels as embarrassed as you do, Beth. She always stays in that front room.
I know, she'll come out.
No. I said to Sally, I wouldn't be surprised if they two get married. I won't be surprised.
Of course, big families buy Christmas presents.
Oh, shut up.
It's about 100 of them.
Yeah, seven children.
Yeah, she's seven.
So there's seven partners. Then the mum and dad,
think,
10 grandkids.
You think what my Auntie Carol's got by four. Now, out of the family of the family.
Oh, don't talk to me.
It's included, there's about 10.
I've got a pussy head on, haven't she?
Why?
Her sister, I think, but don't quote me on it, was moaning about she had to buy three Christmas presents and she only got two kids. So I turned around and said, oh, what you're fucking moaning at? She said, I got to buy five presents and I've only got two kids. And she said, not only that, one of my kids babysit for you and you only give them a fiver each. Oh, she had to buy five presents, she only had two kids, that's right. And Anne said, well, she said, if you're going to fucking be like that, she said, don't bother buying my kids anything. I won't bother buying your kids anything. She said, no, I'm going to spend an extra couple of quid on my kids. Right, she said, well, if you're going to be like that. She said, don't you fucking worry, I am.
Mm.
She had bollocks on you lot for Christmas, I'd buy nothing. She said, oh, so we're going to spend money on the shirts, the kids.
What's it?
You
can't
well,
that's
what we said, the kids comes first.
Well, they were behind with their mortgage beginning of the year, look, so they're just going to catch it up on it now.
Oh, what's it? I mean, you've got kids, the kids got to come first and the adults got
to come first. Well, it's not only that, it's like Anne said, it's all right for them, because their kids can go on holiday with them, so they got no problems. But because their kids can't go abroad, when camp comes up, look, for the slightly deaf, then they get a letter through to say, like, you know, they're going on camp, would they be interested? Of course, Anne sends off, says, yeah. But that's £300 for them two kids to go off to camp. £150 each. That's a fortnight, mind.
Yeah.
And that's everything. That's all their spending money involved, everything. All their day trips off the lot, right? She's got no worries. Her and her old man stays at home, that's the fortnight together. Then they go on camp with the school, or whatever, wherever the school's going, the kids go there. And then they go on holiday with Van and the old man. Now when they go on holiday with Van and the old man, they get through £100 a day, and they go for a week. That's £700, sometimes more. But she said, I don't mind, because I would like to take them abroad, and I can't. And if we went abroad, she said, we know we spend £3-4 grand while we're over there with the holiday as well, like, you know. She said, so, it's got to be done, really. She said, and I feel so sorry for them, because even when they get older, they still won't be able to go abroad.
Well, I mean,
and they've
I
had
can't
so many
see
operations.
Why they can't go on a camping holiday in France. I mean, go on the ferry. Take the car over, they got their own car.
Yeah, but they go sick place every year anyway. And they have a real good time. And it's just nice just to be with the kids, like, so she ain't really worried. So the only trouble is when they get older.
I'm quite surprised that your floor, whatever floor that Anne's been on, haven't sort of like done something and put some money in so they could take them somewhere else camping, like over in France or something.
She wouldn't
like
accept
that.
It if you did it.
No, I don't think she's not that type, is she?
She said, oh, don't be silly, have you got that?
It's simple.
She chum out with that, it might be good night. Yeah, they don't want for nothing for kids.
She puts them first, don't she?
Oh, yeah. Whatever they ask for, they
get.
Go find
your brother for me, my love, please.
She bought them a telly.
I reckon they should have next year
a
long weekend over on
Christmas.
Even if they all go to bed and breakfast,
right. Coppers.
And take them two kids to your own Disney.
She, her little's want a TV each. Well, it was TV between them. So many, I've got so many nights to sing. Well, I've got to put up a fight and a bottle of money each.
The rose out there, here.
Yeah.
But they're only having one big present each this year, and that's it.
What?
Yeah.
What's the car? What?
I'm
going to buzz
on the other one.
Yeah, I know.
She said that fucking
last year,
I said.
What's the girl 13
and a girl 11? No. Boy 13 and a girl 11.
Oh, wrong.
Or 12. There's either 2 years or a year between them. They don't fight.
No, of course, boy and a girl.
They only argue. They don't fight. Yeah. They only argue. But they can't fight, look, because of their ears.
Mm.
And I think the boy suffers from asthma as well.
Well, they were. It's different with a boy and a girl. It's
you got your walking out of that, mind you.
Because
boys.
When
you've been out back,
her boy went on his work experience thing for school. He must be older than 13. He
must be
14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, they paid him. I told you, didn't I? They paid him, and the reason they ain't gonna have nobody back there anymore, back to his firm, because of health and safety rules. And she was saying that when he was there, a bloke came round, started giving him a load of verbal, because he never had nothing in his ears to protect his ears. So he's shouting at the boy, like, of course the old man was there, and he came over and grabbed the bloke by the throat and said, "Don't you ever shout at my son like that again." Of course he was fighting a deaf one, or a little bit. And he said, "Well," he said, "you should know better, there's signs everywhere, protective fear, blah, 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 blah." He said, "My son's fucking deaf, you idiot." Well, he said, "That's why you don't need to put nothing in his ears, because he can't hear nothing. Stupid." Well, he should still have to put it in his ears. He said, "Do you want me to put your fucking eyes out?"
Ooh, the daddy got upset.
Well, everybody knew when they're up that his son was slightly deaf anyway, and 9 times out of 10 you've got to look at him to speak to him, look, because otherwise he can't understand. And bloke come and give me a verbal, and he's nearly crying, wasn't he? We didn't know what to say.
It's got to be temper drain.
You didn't know you had to give him a little verbal back. It's all your temper drain. Why am I going to put it on now?
Eh?
She picked me off the floor.
My white shirt.
Yeah, put it on then.
The day that he left.
Is it finished?
Dave,
no, it's not finished. It's just that you're going to get that over.
Tear that off, of course. Tomorrow,
don't mind. Yeah, do you know those chocolates you had? How much were they, Julie, to the...
£9.
Yeah.
£9. Some up heads.
For £2 some up, or £3 some up. Contrast.
Oh, yeah. Contrast. I got you a single, so like a small box.
Single, didn't you?
Yeah, the double box for £3.06 or something. And they're, what? Woolies are about £3.56, so you're saving 50p.
You're just saving
but you're saying something. You're saying 50p. I mean, if you'd rather get them, if you'd rather save 50p, you'd get them in there, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Rather than get. If you don't get much of an item, off an item, you know that it's well in date. That's the only time when you really don't get. It's either that or there's not a lot about. If there's not a lot there, then they won't put the price down so much. But if they got a lot, they will.
Well, one goes shy, it don't matter. Do you sort it out yourself? But there ain't nothing on that food pack. And nothing in that at all. Bloody no. So when I'm fussy of having these, so they let you very clean, aren't they?
So what are they called?
I don't know when I come in, didn't I?
Yeah. Come straight in, said it. Begins with a B.
I see the packet, they're orange.
Yeah. I can see them straight in the packet.
Double tickers.
Ah! No. I don't like them. No, it's all
them last night, the kids thought they thought it was wonderful.
Oh, kids have
chocolates.
How did
they get on
with it?
What did they
have?
I like it.
They had a mug.
Oh, I know, that's nice.
And chocolates all went away.
I like to go and see it work in around this night. We met on campers in Birmingham once, for about years.
That's the better one.
They got their own Bourneville Village in all over there, haven't they? Around the pantry. And man, I'm going back a bit there. I went with our mother. And we've been all around there, but they leave tea and all on for us.
That's what they've done with them,
did they?
They had tea, coffee in there, sandwiches, cakes, and they had fruit juices for the kids, and they wanted that. I got one lot of fruit juices, and I said, I'll say to the kid, go up and get some more. There was 6.70 on the thing, then I chucked them in a bin, then there was another 6.70 like
that. No, I suppose you can get, can you get so many up to go around for the can? You get so many to go around, can't you? Can in a lot of places, can't you?
No, I know you used to have fries.
I think
I don't
just
know.
Do it once a year for employees sometimes.
But
they
worked out that they spent £20,000 on letting the families go around for these 3 weeks.
Because in the days when I went, they didn't have the machinery like you got.
No, it was all hand,
all
done by hand,
automation. Yeah. And the village all right, there's a pretty day out there.
Ours can't be done automated. Can't have a computer put the eggs in the pans because it's got to be done manually by a worker.
Yeah, but chocolate's got so expensive. Well, I look sometimes just
my dad was totally shocked. Now, he don't understand. He didn't understand before he seen the mini eggs why they were so dear.
It's a lot of work.
It takes 32 hours before they can be packed. They got to be stored for 32 hours. It takes so long. So basically, all they're saying, it takes 32 hours to do one egg.
Yeah.
As a double decker, it can take the most 2 hours crunchy.
Have
they got the
crunchies
in
the boat? Are there no crunchies over there now?
Yeah.
There was crunchies yesterday.
Oh,
No, it wasn't yesterday.
Nine packs, yeah?
Huh?
Nine packs. It was
Bloody mass produced. And Uber was up there, the dusters was up there. I thought, shall I have our dinner for one? And I thought, well, I prepared for and I haven't done it properly now.
With crunchy, right? Now, it's done on a big conveyor belt, it's got to be about 8 foot wide.
Seen that being done on a telly the other night. Oh, it's that chocolate.
150 degrees C, the honey comes out at, right? And it goes, so like these big funnels spread it over the band. Now as it goes down, it gets cooled down. When it gets cut, it's got cut by boiling hot oil, a laser of oil.
Oh.
And we got told, now I didn't know this, we got told that that laser of oil can cut through concrete just like that. Just as quick as it goes through crunchy.
Yeah.
They said they have so much problems with it that they'll never ever experiment with that again. They'll keep it for crunchy but never use it on anything else again because they'll have so much trouble with it.
Yeah, and Jesse Lord Charles probably will get up a Christmas present.
He might give him his paper and a card for him.
Well, I looked on the battle itself, there's nothing that has got
good
an
job
end,
because
the
Scoops have put in her puzzle.
Yeah, don't tell me. What's
I'm not telling you then.
No, don't say.
Oh no.
I racked my brains. I couldn't get another one yesterday.
Fortunate.
No, I got E. On the edge, went down on the edge. I got one side, but I bloody couldn't get the other side.
Oh, what was that? That wasn't yesterday.
I got that fortunate for luck. I had E.
That wasn't yesterday, fortunate.
No, that's right. It wasn't when the day Joe
the day
got
before.
The bath.
It was a
great
blow on
that
down there.
Where's that side out? No, that's yesterday. What was the longest one?
You're not meant to be looking at that.
Are you looking at the puzzle?
Come on. Yes. Common deer.
Yeah, that's E.
I did. That's the language and centipede and all that rubbish.
Today he's
a bit of a.
Because old Joe came downstairs, I said, oh, who was I asking? I said,
I bet he'd give you a funny answer.
He didn't. He's probably, I knows it. So he told I wrote out 10 letters. The one I said comes to 10 letters. I said, that's only 8 letters. I didn't know. But he said, well, there must be extra S and F. I wasn't understanding it.
I want to know what a killjoy is. What's a killjoy?
Well, he's one that's for
the
party,
don't
he?
Yeah. So what's
10 letters?
Yeah. What is he?
Nuisance, I should think. A killjoy is one that don't enjoy himself. But there are other people
that bloody. Last night you were a
fool. Oh, yes. Played that back.
We was.
Yeah, but can you play it on a worksheet of tapes so everybody can hear it?
Yeah. I was
you play on that?
Yeah, of course you can.
I was totally shocked with my voice. Now, to me, I sound a lot different than what I do on tape.
You sound like sandpaper.
I sound on there.
Terrible.
I didn't know that I got
prominent.
I didn't know that I got a deep voice. I think got a squeaky voice at all.
They're not deep in their deep. Car. They don't think you're. I never swore, did I?
You were ever so good.
I went and swore this morning.
Never, I'm not sworn in.
Never. What you did?
Oh, you never.
Okay, well, that backs an eye. You could borrow the other tape, play it on your tape over it, and have a laugh. Oh my God, you're bloody well.
I was just going to tell our plan when you come in, but then you said, and of course Joe was saying, what's that like? And I'm looking at Ian saying,
change.
I like that, and I'm looking at Shane going, so I didn't want to know. So yeah.
I put on right on the end of our conversation over your house this morning.
What did Clay say? Are you
right? He was tired.
Oh,
he
didn't hear
it. When he got up. We had the little earphones on the table. We was.
I said, do you want to hear it? She said, no. She said, I can barely hear it, could she?
No, it's better to put it out on the table than hear it.
I didn't know what it was.
It was like good. Oh, good. Really good, honestly. Honest. Well, I'll take the tape over and listen to it when I've gone out and stuff.
I got to nip round there.
Oh, we've got a hand.
Yeah, because we got the tape, haven't we?
Ever so funny.
Yeah, but I sound more.
And it was all West Country. You don't realise.
I said to Rose, have a go. No, I can hear it.
Now Maggie's shouting in the background there. Oh, what was she saying? No, she don't know nothing about it.
Oh, yeah, of course Maggie was here, wasn't she?
That was so funny.
That's what he said.
She didn't believe it, would she?
No. She wouldn't believe it, so she shouted out.
Yeah.
I never said that though.
No, she did three times.
She?
On the lecture, I was so loud. Mm. Yeah, Michelle knocking at the door to see if Judy was ready and all that. He came out for a street. All of it. Yeah.
I also said, it's all good.
We was laughing.
Of course, our plan wasn't there when you put it on because she was. Was our plan?